Wake him up.
I know you are ignoring me.
Wake up, senpai.
Senpai,
you love me, right?
Wake up.
Hey,
I know you are awake. Hey, wake up, senpai.
You're waking up, aren't you? Your breathing's gotten heavier. Say, you must hurt a lot. I stabbed your stomach pretty hard. You instantly passed out from the pain. Really? Are you alright?
You look like you were having a nightmare. Were you hearing voices or just a bad dream?
Don't worry. I stabbed you pretty hard, so asking if you're alright isn't very observant of me, is it? Don't worry, though. I didn't hit anything vital. Just some nerves, you know? You look so pale. Your lips, too. That cracking. Here, some water.
There you go. You're really thirsty, aren't you?
Well, seeing as you've been unconscious for 2 days with no food or water, I guess you would be like that. I thought you were dead at some points, you know, while staring at you. I almost convinced myself I killed you, but I didn't, so I'm really happy. You haven't said anything yet. Are your vocals alright? Or maybe you are just tired. That's okay. I'll be here so you can rest. I stayed by you all the time, you know. I made sure your injury wasn't infected. I even made sure to stitch it up. I'm not licensed to, but at the same time, it's not that hard to pick up a needle on Fred. It's just a little bloody. Don't worry. I use surgical needles and a suture, Fred. My father owns a lot of equipment like that. He's a doctor, so having tools like that are very helpful. You must be cold. The basement's damp, but I've tried my best to make it homely as I can. Here. I'll cuddle with you. Your chains are a little heavy, but you can still hug me if you try. Isn't this like heaven? Senpai, you and me together? In this room? I could stay like this forever, couldn't you? I haven't slept a lot. I've been focused on staring at you mostly for the last couple of days. Just to have you here in itself is a blessing. Hey. Senpai. The first time we met, do you remember? Not at the elevator. The first time we ever locked eyes. Do you remember? I don't think you do, if I'm honest, but that's okay. I forgive you. It was at the park. You were looking. You were walking, looking at your phone, and then you bumped into me. As soon as we locked eyes, I felt an instant spark. A spark I'd never felt before. You had such an embarrassed look on your face and apologized several times, asking if I was okay. And you walked away smiling, waving briefly. It all happened so fast. But I knew then that we were meant to be together. Silly, right? You would have thought that a small encounter like that would have made me fall in love with you. But it did. I don't know why. Maybe it's because through that moment, I was sad, and my life wasn't very exciting. All I had was a basic education, a mediocre social life and job. I, in all sincerity, had an overlack of inspiration with what I wanted to do in my life. Do I even want to live anymore? But as soon as that happened, I couldn't stop thinking about my life. What our life could have been, and what it would have become if, I don't know, I stopped you from walking away. What would have happened if I tried to start a conversation with you in that moment? But I was too shy, scared of what you'd think of me. So instead I kept going to the park and finding you, seeing you from a distance, following you until I had enough confidence to be close enough to hear your conversations. I found your favorite places that you like to go to, like that cafe you like to visit. It took time for me to build up courage, but I was going to talk to you. I had it all planned out, you see. But that was until she started popping up and appearing into your life more frequently. She's your childhood friend, right? You both went to school together, hung out with each other. I don't know why, but as soon as I saw the way you stared at her, I lost it. Everything that had meaning in my life vanished. I was left in the dark with a reality that you were being taken away. So, I took action. I made sure everything was set out. You were hanging out with her every weekend. You'd go to the mall, that small cafe, and circle around the park talking about things for hours on end. I was jealous, envious. I wanted to be in her place, but you never even batted an eye at me. All you did was stare at her. So, I eventually gathered the courage to talk to you after she left. I knew you'd be home by 7. She drops you off there, and you usually talk outside the elevator for 5 more minutes before actually leaving. So, there was only that small gap of time with you getting onto the elevator then in your apartment. Me being in that elevator was the only time I could ever speak to you. I had to run, act like I needed to get on that elevator, act like I couldn't miss it. Which is true, I couldn't. I couldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it. But fate made it work. And, you know, the elevator stopping was just a coincidence, I thought. I didn't plan it. I'm not smart enough to pull a stunt like that, but then it struck me. It was fate. To be stuck in the same space as you, it was destiny. It was perfect. Senpai, I'm not normally picky, but I've seen what you search up online. I'm not normally so forward, especially sexually, but seeing your history online and seeing what type of girls you like, I thought I was making all the right moves. It doesn't matter, though. I could deal with a misunderstanding with what type of girl you like, but after running off, you called her. You know, I was really upset. I thought that in that moment in the elevator with us, we would become more than strangers. But you're not very smart, Senpai. Then again, neither is she. Not compared to me anyway. Neither her or you called the police against me. Now, I get the police are corrupt nowadays, but don't you think it would have been a smart move to call them? I mean, I understand why you didn't, because you wanted me to find you again, didn't you? You wanted me to catch you and hold you like we currently are. So I understand. So that's why I knew it was okay to chase you with confidence, you know? But her, you know, Senpai, she's not as innocent as she seems. Did you even sit to think and guess why she didn't pick up the phone to dial the police's number? Did you even question why she grabbed a knife and went to find me? Don't you think it's odd? She's not smart at all. In fact, she's extremely deluded in what she thinks she's capable of. Senpai, you do understand what I'm saying, right? She thought she could tear away our desires for one another. She thought she could take what's hers, but she was never yours, Senpai, and you were never hers. You're mine. Do you get it? Where is she? That's what you're thinking, right? She's not dead. Not yet, anyway. But after I stabbed you and you passed out, I called my dad to come collect you. How should I say? He doesn't mind these kind of activities I do because I'm a daddy's gal, I suppose. And, well, I picked up a few things from him, you know? But that's neither here nor there. But I went to search for her after taking care of you. She was just circling the whole apartment complex with a knife. Stupid, isn't it? If she was smart, she would have stayed inside with you. Hell, if she really was persistent to go and search for me, she could have at least stayed on the level 3, not walked up down the stairs from level 1 to 10. But I'm thankful she did go up the stairs. She didn't see me coming.
As soon as I had moved you to a safe space, I stalked her subtly from a distance. She really had no clue, you know. I'm kind of confused to how she couldn't sense me. But she is stupid, and that's neither here nor there. She's just naive. So, when she was walking up the stairs, I made sure to wait round the corner, just till the right time, when she was about to be at the very top of the stairs. So, on her last step, I ran and pushed her backwards. Oh, the look on her face as soon as she realized what was happening, it was priceless. She hardly even screamed. She was just in, what is it called? Shock? Yeah, but her eyes were wide open, and a knife in her hand dropped as soon as she lost balance. She flew practically over the stairs and hit her head against the concrete. Unfortunately, she only passed out, though. I was going to leave her there and kill her on the spot, but I didn't. That wouldn't be fun. It would just be boring. So, she's currently with us in this place. But I hid her so she couldn't disturb us. Tell me, Senpai. That's weird, isn't it? I should have killed her. But instead, I've left her gagged and tied in my closet upstairs. I'm planning to just let her starve to death. You might not think it, but I don't like getting my hands dirty unless it's needed. So leaving her there with nothing but the essence of time to reflect and mourn over who she really is deep inside is far more satisfying than getting her alive. Huh. Anyway, would you like some more water? Here. There you go. Did you hear that? Speaking of the devil. She's noisy. I really should just gut her, but that face you make. I don't want you to be upset. I just want you to understand that we are in love. Never mind. She'll be quiet soon anyway. She normally only does it for a moment, then stops. Happens every couple of hours. Do the chains hurt on your hands? Should I undo them? No, not yet. Not yet, anyway. I can't risk the idea of you running off. Really, what should I do to prove you're not in harm's way? Yes, I stabbed you, but the long-term benefit of it is why I did it. It will soon become clear in your head, and once it is, we can live happily ever after. Say, Senpai, I've always wanted a family. My own family, well, my father, although I am a daddy's girl, was never around much. And my mom, too. I had a fairly lonely childhood. So, I promised myself, when I'm older, I want to have children so that I can shower them with love. And I want to do that with you, Senpai. I want us to raise a family, and I want us to have kids. I know. Do you want a boy or a girl? I want either, or even both. As long as it's me and Senpai that make them, I don't care what they are. I thought of names for kids, you know? Samantha, Sia. Oh, I love the name Magenta. Boy names. I like Connor, Sebastian, Rupert. This feels like we're planning our future together, doesn't it? To think I would have really ever got this far with you, Senpai. I'm really grateful. Even if some blood was spilled, it's all for the better good. Hey, Senpai, you remember my name, right? It's Bunny. Do you like my name? How about me? Do you like me? I know deep down you love me, but as a person, you like me, right? I am good enough to be with you, aren't I? I sometimes think you're too good for me, but at the same time, I've never had anything too good in my life, so to have one thing, that's okay, isn't it? It's okay for me to steal what deep down I know to be mine. You agree, right? Thank you, Senpai, though. Really, without you, I really wouldn't be this happy right now. Although, one person could say, why am I thanking someone I stabbed and dragged into an isolated building against their will?
I think that's just a blatant disregard for what this really is. What is this really, you ask? This, well, this is just for reality or fate that's brought us together. Life gave me the signs. I just took the actions of bringing those signs to life. You agree, don't you? I know you do. Oh, I really feel so warm. So, Senpai, just know I love you, okay? No, it's raining. Hey, you're falling asleep again, aren't you? Your eyelids are getting heavy. That's okay, Senpai. I'll hold you, okay? So, rest easy. I love you, okay? Good night, Senpai.